It was.
And we're here.
Yep.
That was not
soundtrack. That was a soundtrack.
He's hype. I need to turn your
mic. I'm not even that hype. Okay. That's how we're doing.
Yes, if you start a lot.
I'm not.
What are you not?
I'm not starting.
All right.
This is your topic.
How is it my topic?
No. His topic.
He's the tech correspondent.
Yeah.
The tech correspondent.
Jeff is the tech correspondent.
Okay, let's start off properly. We are the Three Angry Men. I'm Jeffrey.
My name is Duncan.
Oliver.
And
why did you use your full name this time?
I just said my first name.
Yeah, but why the full? Normally you say Jeff. Now you
do. I normally say?
You always say Jeff.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know.
Now you're doing Jeffrey. I thought maybe it was a special episode. Whatever.
This is not a special episode. It's just a regular episode.
He's a tech correspondent, Jeffrey.
What was I the last time? Last time it was something else.
I see.
What was it last time?
When he's the tech correspondent, then he says Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
So there's a lot of stuff happening with Trump.
There's a lot of hot stuff. That's a,
It's difficult. Like whenever you bring Trump in the conversation, it just becomes tough.
No shit.
First of all, he's handling Corona in the worst possible way.
Well, the worst. Yeah,
he's in the worst possible way. Then he has to deal with
Bolsonaro is worse, but continue.
Don't say he has to deal with. Oh yeah,
Bolsonaro was also
that dude. Yeah, it was worse.
He
caught it though.
Yeah, I know.
And then he was silent for a while. I haven't heard anything from him.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, he gonna come out okay. And is he like, see, bitch? I told y'all.
Yeah,
ain't nothing.
And people
going on.
Are just still slowly dying there. Shit. Oh, coronavirus, man. At the same time, he's dealing with China trying to get everybody's information through TikTok.
Okay, you see now. Let's take that a step back here.
I'm just going straight for it.
That's not what I was gonna say.
Okay, wait. Before
this is Jeffrey.
A few seconds ago, I wanted to give you a compliment for actually introducing a topic, and you started from the beginning, Trump and everything. But now,
why does every episode need to start with a dissection of how I start the episode? Like it's enough.
We're just trying to give you feedback.
It's like a dissection of how I started
to help you elevate.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
No, but okay. So let's do the proper breakdown now because it's not TikTok. Explain the structure of TikTok because that's where I also was lost. It's not. Okay. It's not a Chinese company. It's American, but it's an American. The American company is owned by a Chinese company.
Yes,
that's how it works.
Yes,
but so it's a Chinese company.
In the end, it's a Chinese company.
By my logic, yes. Yeah,
right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what the Chinese. I don't know the name of the Chinese company.
It's ByteDance, right?
No, ByteDance is the American version. Is the international version of that country a company? But they are alliance or they are part.
See, one day we need to have a real conversation about these corporate structures and how they're just finessing
these structures
all.
Are
they're finessing all of us with this bullshit.
So
this company is a part of this and is the sister company of that main and the shell company here.
On all media outlets, I see ByteDance
owns TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay, but why did you say something else?
Because the Chinese version is not owned by ByteDance.
What do you mean the Chinese version?
China has their own version of TikTok that is completely separate from the app that we use in the rest of the world.
You see? Go ahead.
So
what is that called?
TikTok.
No, it has the same logo, but it has a different name. I don't know that name.
And I'm not going to try and guess it.
It's
whatever is going to come out of my mouth is going to sound very offensive.
Don't do it. So
even though it's not meant to be.
How TikTok came about is there used to be an app called Musical.ly. People did exactly what they do on TikTok right now. They did voiceovers, they did little dances and video edits and all those kind of things. At some point, a Chinese company called ByteDance, or Chinese owned company called ByteDance, bought that app and rebranded it as TikTok. And they split it into two versions, one for mainland China and one for the rest of the world.
And what they did, right? Because what did they improve? Because I think that's important.
They didn't improve too much. They allowed more music to be able to be used for their videos. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, the simple fact of this app is it is not the same as your Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or anything else. This doesn't build on the fact that you have friends that are on the app as well. This app completely builds on you figuring out new content. So it's 100% built on exploring, finding new stuff, finding new brands.
So you can't find your friends on it, is what you mean.
You can find your friends, but,
yeah, but it doesn't do the whole Facebook, like here's yes. some of your contacts.
There's no feed of your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you start the app, you already get a feed of random shit.
Mm.
So you get random shit about people dancing, people telling stories, all that kind of weird stuff, whatever you can imagine. And then when you use the app more and more, it learns what you like and what you dislike based on how long you watch something, if you finish something, and if you scroll past it immediately. Based on that, it makes a certain algorithm for you. And then slowly you're being put in a sort of collection of videos of content that they think you like, all in the effort to keep you there longer.
Okay, so as
you sound like a bunch of old dudes.
Yeah, but
I've used it. I've seen it. I've looked.
Yeah,
taken a
yeah,
look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we all did, right?
Yeah.
But so what's the beef then?
The beef is in the ways. This is not only TikTok. Social media in general collects a lot of information.
Don't do
about
that.
You.
Don't do that. Don't.
No,
do
no,
that,
no.
Don't
I'm, do that, I'm gonna. Do that, no, do that, I'm gonna be specific. I'm gonna be specific
because there's something heavy on his heart, though. But yeah,
I'm gonna be specific here.
Heavy on my. Don't tell me something heavy on my heart. Come and tell me something heavy's on my heart.
I'm gonna be specific here.
Come to tell me about what's on my heart.
TikTok collects a lot of information. It collects what device you're watching on, how long you watch, where you're from. It based off of what you watch, it can get a lot of information about you. It can figure out if you're male, female. It can figure out if you are into certain things or not. All that kind of stuff it can figure out.
But Instagram can do that as well.
Instagram can do that as well. The one thing that is different about TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or Twitter is the fact that the Chinese government can at all times ask the company that owns TikTok, hey, give me all your information.
So that's why
no
I was
other government
about
in the world
too.
Can do that to an Instagram or Facebook
that's,
or whatever.
That's what I was saying when I was talking to some people about it who tell me, oh, well, you know, it's the same thing with all these other social media. But I said, yeah, but that goes to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Not to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
Famous. I'm cool with Mark Zuckerberg knowing what, you know, my favorite video is.
Exactly.
What I like to have for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Famously, Apple said,
leave that
like,
alone
when the U.S. government asked Apple for, like, hey, a terrorist, it was, I think, the
that was
Boston,
way back, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
3 years ago or something, yeah.
They wanted to look in their phones and Apple said, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
And terrorist, yeah. The terrorist had an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was locked.
Yeah.
Not with some special terrorist software, simple. Not with some special program. Just the regular phone locked, the phone locked, just the regular one.
They couldn't use the finger ID anymore. Yeah. So they needed a password. They didn't have the password.
And they couldn't open it. They couldn't hack it. FBI, everybody, Central Intelligence couldn't do nothing.
Apple, so they asked
and,
Apple.
And it was like, it ain't even the new joint. It was like the iPhone 5 or something.
It was old.
Like the old,
yes.
The old, like yeah, the regular tactic. Mm-hmm. And they were like, nah, fam, we don't do that.
Exactly. They said, get the fuck out of here. We're not going to do that. If we do that, everybody's phone is hacked. And the U.S. government couldn't do anything else. And they basically let it go. At some point, they found a backdoor with the illegal programs from the black market. And they managed to do it.
Yeah.
Of course. But in China, if this same thing would happen, they would be forced to give all the information to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. In China, if the same thing would happen, they would have it already.
Exactly.
In China, they made the phone.
They have the back door.
So they already know how to, it's their phone. They can just open it. That's the problem. There's no that separation from corporate and government. But you go ahead and do it. You cooking, you doing it.
Trump in his, I almost want to call it beautiful chaos. And it's beautiful chaos.
Look at it. He came to do this today. You see what he came to do today?
I'm here, nigga.
Thank you, guys.
I am here, nigga.
You seen what he came to do today? Today he came to do something different.
Okay.
If you don't take another sip of water right now, if you don't, get the fuck out of here, man. Dude, trying to do quotables now. Beautiful chaos.
Trump in his weirdness, has now decided, and actually rightfully so, he decided like this cannot happen, we cannot allow this, so he has decided to ban TikTok and crucially WeChat. WeChat is another app that is super crucial in this thing. WeChat is basically the whole internet. It's the whole internet in China.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything you can imagine that we have in different thing apps, also they have in one.
And I think you have to add that in the whole different.
So it's WhatsApp. It's
yeah. It's also just a different WhatsApp? Cultural approach towards technology. So opposed to here, we have like different apps for different things. Their logic is put everything under one app.
Exactly.
I think Japan has a similar idea also with Line, right?
They're close. Japan is pretty close in it. Korea is pretty close in it. They like to do, it's an Asian philosophy with apps. They like to consolidate a lot in one thing.
Everything
in one.
What makes sense? It makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, it does. The one thing is that company.
We'll get to that. But what's WeChat? Can you explain? Okay. Like, what's in WeChat?
WeChat is in the core. It's a WhatsApp kind of thing. It's a chat messenger.
But it's more than WhatsApp.
It has every feature you can imagine that your phone has right now. If you think about your phone, it has a weather app. It's in WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
It has a banking app.
Mm-hmm.
Just a complete banking app.
Yeah.
It's in WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
It has Amazon. It's in WeChat.
Yeah.
If you want to pay outside, we in the Netherlands here have Tiki. We use QR codes and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's in WeChat.
Yeah.
But you see now, to add to this, he is now immediately explaining what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because now I blocked this. I blocked everything.
Very dependent. Exactly. Everybody's very dependent.
Yeah. If that thing breaks, their whole shit is done. Everything is done.
Yeah. In China, it will work. But everywhere else, because the amount in, if you on WeChat talk about the president, the Chinese president, call him Winnie the Pooh or whatever like that, it doesn't go true. The message is not sent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really? Yeah.
So who you calling Winnie the Pooh?
Okay. Do I need to explain?
Why Winnie the Pooh? Also?
Okay, the Chinese. I didn't explain that. Okay, you guys didn't.
What do you mean? Oh, you didn't explain it, did you? you didn't explain it.
The Chinese president.
He's like, you know when they do that. You know when they call him Winnie. You don't fuck it when they call him Winnie. You know how you feel.
He hates that. He hates that. He has put people in jail for that.
But you need to elaborate when you're presenting a case.
A few years.
How are you going to call someone? I mean, I put you in jail too. Fuck you calling me Winnie the Pooh for?
No.
People were randomly calling people Winnie the Pooh.
People were online protesting and rebelling against him and the whole Chinese establishment by calling him Winnie the Pooh online. And he started blocking that shit.
Wait, I think I heard something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he started blocking that shit. Whenever they talk about Winnie the Pooh, it's just gone.
I remember, but you see, he's horrible at explaining things. It's a code.
Yeah.
Because you can't talk about the government, so they use that as a code to talk. Yeah. That's what you use.
They have multiple codes.
You made it look like this. I call him Winnie the Pooh for the document.
They are calling.
But it's not random. It's not random, man.
Now
it is random.
It's psychology
now,
to it,
now
man.
They're calling him Winnie the Pooh for the fuck.
He just talking about this is how you call him Winnie. Come on, man. Jeffrey needs to relax, bro.
Like, even in other countries, when you talk about that kind of stuff and you do that kind of stuff, your shit can get blocked. The parent company, Tencent, is in China.
Mm-hmm.
So your information is just...
Tencent. Isn't that the one that the TikTok people?
No, Tencent is... ByteDance is TikTok. Tencent is different.
Jeez.
The problem with Tencent... Oh, this deep.
But Tencent is an American company.
No, it's a Chinese company.
It is, and they own TikTok.
They don't own TikTok.
What do they own?
They own WeChat.
But then who's Tencent? What do they own?
Tencent owns WeChat.
But you just said that ByteDance owns WeChat.
Yeah, but no, ByteDance owns TikTok.
You just said he didn't.
ByteDance does.
Yeah.
No, you're lacking. No, you're lacking.
No, he did.
Get a whiteboard. I'm confused.
No.
ByteDance owns TikTok, right?
Tencent owns WeChat.
WeChat.
Okay, but ByteDance is a Chinese company.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, ByteDance is not a tiny Chinese company. They are an international company, but they have links with the Chinese
company. Stop. No. No. I'm not doing that.
I know what you mean.
International. Give me a country, bitch. You're not in the fucking ocean. What is this? They're an international company.
They're Chinese.
Stop.
They have too many links with China.
These people try to play
They're Chinese.
They put it on the web.
The interesting thing about that whole thing, you know, when Hong Kong, before the Chinese government lately started imposing some rules there, they used to have TikTok. As soon as the Chinese government came in and put some rules, TikTok is gone. The Chinese version is there.
In Hong Kong?
Yes.
But they used to have the TikTok.
They used to have the international version.
Oh, and now they have our TikTok.
Now they have the Chinese. Because the Chinese is rolling in.
But you see the code. You see the vision, right?
Exactly.
Because if all these Americans start using the international version, how are you going to notice when it switches, it's flipped with the Chinese version? How would you tell the difference?
Yeah.
In fact, is there even a difference? This whole Chinese...
It's the same app.
It's the same server. It's the same system.
So now...
It's like, okay, you know what it's like? Let me say this. You know what it's like?
Yeah.
It's like Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're in the Netherlands. You go to Netflix. You get all the Dutch shows. You get the Dutch version of Netflix. If you go to America, you get different shows that they have licenses for in that country.
Mm-hmm.
This is the exact same thing, but the app and the server and the system is the same. It's not a different
app. The front-facing app is different, but
the back end is the same.
The one thing that I can imagine that is different is that the Chinese version first pings a Chinese server, and the TikTok version first pings an international server, and then maybe goes to China.
Come on, man.
But that's just a reroute.
It's all gone.
You can do that easily. But Trump wants to ban both WeChat and TikTok, which are understandable. The one thing that I can imagine, and I want to do that quickly before we actually dive deep about WeChat being difficult to ban, is the fact that WeChat owns a lot of stocks in a lot of companies. I thought they owned a little bit of Spotify. They own a little bit of Apple. They own a little bit of a lot of gaming companies, League of Legends. They own almost completely. Like, there's a bunch of games, a bunch of companies. They have a lot of stock in. If they step out, it might be, if they are not allowed to do business anymore with international or U.S. companies or U.S. citizens, even, it's gonna be tough. But yeah, Trump wants to ban all of that. Then. For TikTok, Microsoft came in and said, we're interested to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter also said, we're interested to buy it.
But that's recent, right?
That's very recent. Twitter was like yesterday.
Yeah.
You see, and that's why, you know, I just respect Zuckerberg and how he's moving in this game, because, you know, he one of the OGs in the game, and he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to steal this shit. Fuck, am I talking about buying it?
And he and then we get to the very latest thing. Instagram just copied TikTok and made Reels.
See, and that's why Zuckerberg, that dude on the block, really been putting in work for a long time now. You know, I'm really
But it's ideal though. Like right now,
that's why I would have fucked.
Oh, it's perfect.
Like, oh, they're gonna ban it. Oh, everyone is gonna have to use something else. Shit, I was gonna copy it anyway, but it makes it easier because they were gonna copy it anyway.
Yeah, it's momentum.
This makes
it's
it
momentum.
Easier.
They were already working on copying it.
But it's like, bro,
when India banned TikTok, the first thing they did, Instagram was put Reels out there.
Yeah, they released it.
That was like a month or so ago. Mm. They were super quick with that shit. Like it's interesting and it's
Zuckerberg.
I like Trump's as much as I hate Trump. I like Trump's decision here. It is necessary to get.
Well, you don't say it like that. You say it differently. I'm going to help you here, because it's not. I want to make clear. It's not about it being China. It's about it being a company that is owned.
Sorry, no. I said was wrong.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's about it being a government.
Yes.
It's about it being an application that millions of your citizens use that is owned by another government that you don't have, you know, all the best...
experiences with?
Yeah, that you don't have a completely kosher relationship with.
Yeah.
And the government also has very different...
philosophies, ideas.
Philosophies in terms of freedom of press... freedom of expression. I mean, like you just said, you call the dude Winnie the Pooh, he blocking it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's no, but that's wild. Should not be able to happen.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So logic.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't get those people who say, oh, but what does it matter? Because Facebook also does it. Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, that's why I don't get why people are not more bothered by it. Because it'll be those liberal people who are like, oh, freedom of speech. But you do get, they fucking are going to block all you. That's what they do over there.
So
I see the conflict of interest and why they want.
You see that?
I see the reasons.
You see that Apple, Facebook, and Google.
It would be like Russia.
Yeah,
it would be the same thing if it was a Russian.
We don't want
app
Russia,
and like, Russia just owns. If TikTok was owned by Russia, it'd be the same.
It would be used. It would be the same.
Nigga, they hacked your elections already. Now you gonna give them an app to do it with?
They hacked many elections.
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing. Yeah.
But what's your other issue though?
What do you mean by other issue?
You probably have other issues.
What do you mean other issues?
With the idea that China has...
I just broke the whole thing.
Yeah, that's all.
That was it. That's all.
That's pretty much that's the main reason. Yeah,
that's it.
That's all.
Yeah,
you sure?
What are you? Why are you raising your voice? Yeah. Don't raise your voice. don't raise the pitch of your voice. What are you raising your pitch for? What are you doing with your pitch?
Oh, because we had this whole conversation. I thought you leave it at a regular vibrato.
Leave the vibrato where it is. What are you raising the pitch for? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I've explained everything about TikTok now. You guys have used the app before, both, right?
That's another thing I wanted.
What do you think about?
That's another thing I wanted to get into. That's another thing I wanted. What ties into this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would somehow understand it, and that's why I was talking about it today. When people talk about banning this, if you look at Facebook, Instagram, but Facebook more so, but also things like LinkedIn, these are applications, platforms that are used to operate entire businesses, sometimes industries, real incomes, people's lives. Things depend on
this. I told you you had other issues. Down,
oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me do my thing. Let me go my own pace.
Let him cook.
You pushing me into it. That's what you give me. You pushing me into the situation. Yeah.
My apologies. No. Yes.
No, but this thing, I mean, you make fucking funny videos and that's it.
Yeah.
Like I'm still, because I get the business model. Okay, funny videos and then we throw ads and then that's it.
Yeah.
But it's not at that same level of like the advertising system and algorithm of Facebook, the sophistication behind that, the amount of money that's in that, the amount of businesses, elections that the entire elections are running on that right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an app you make funny videos. You can't go make funny videos on another app that's not connected to, you know, another government. How is this different? That's why I don't get it.
There's a group of users who are angry about Trump wanting to ban it. And I don't understand why, because of exactly this. They could go to any
go somewhere else.
There's Triller, there's Byte, now Instagram Reels.
Just go do it on Instagram.
Just do it there. Just have fun there. You're Snapchat
the same,
and whatever.
You can get the same people follow if you really have that name. People follow you.
I don't understand it.
But isn't it that everybody goes to a certain app that has a lot more followers more people on there?
Just a little thing thrown in there. One of the biggest TikTok stars has gone and has left now, and he's going to work with that, I think, Triller.
Triller, maybe?
He's going to work with them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. If I'm saying it correctly, I know it's that one, but if I'm saying it correctly.
I'm not sure.
Triller, he's going to work with them. He's like the chief chief creative executive there.
Yeah. But that makes sense. Like all of these kids that have millions of people following them, if those people really fuck with you, just
But then you have to move from one app to another app.
But if you cannot move your followers, they're not your followers.
But that's what I'm saying. The sophistication in terms of monetization is not even. What did they even do? How is it even making money now?
They're not making money now. I think you can get. People can buy certain tags or something, and you get money based on the tags or icons or whatever you get.
I didn't even know that.
So let's say, can't you stream? You can stream on
TikTok, they have streaming on TikTok.
Yeah, so when you stream,
people can buy your content, yes.
Yeah, you can stream your content and then they can buy these tags or whatever and then you get money.
Just like on Twitch and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy to pay to put a message in the stream and then it will pop up to the top and then maybe if you have a question, the streamer sees it first.
There are certain monetization methods.
But it's not at the level.
I can imagine brands are calling them, hey, I want you to make a TikTok for our brand. I think amount of money.
Yeah, but it's not at that level where you have multi-billion dollar businesses that are leaning on Facebook to operate their business.
That is true.
It's not the same thing. And where people like on Instagram, you have models making fucking CEO figures.
Yeah. But you have to...
It's not there
yet. But let's be honest. It's not there
yet.
No.
It's not there yet. That focus is not there.
It has very much the potential to get there.
I don't believe that. If
they would sophisticate the app a little bit more, like...
No, I agree with him.
They would be there.
How would it have that?
No, because... Listen.
Because it's very, like you said, it's very feed-based. You don't really have profile-based.
The one thing that makes it...
following all sorts of random
people. There's one thing that makes it so... perfect for such a thing is the fact that the feed is not based on your interests. Mm-hmm. It's based on what you have seen before.
Mm-hmm. So that's based on your interest then?
No. Yes, but it is not built out of stuff you follow per se.
It's based on stuff you watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the algorithm decides stuff for you. If they start putting ads in there.
They have started putting ads in there.
I haven't seen
They just don't look very.
The last time well. I used them, I didn't see.
I think I have seen ads in there. They're, okay. not, they're not very well formatted.
But maybe users make their own ads. But if they start putting it in there,
of course you have the influence
more. If they start putting it in there more prominently, like Instagram does, like a sponsored post in the middle of your feed, hella money can be made of that. Because it just comes naturally. They have
sponsored posts in your feed
spontaneously. Just as an, it looks like, but another
Instagram
thing.
Instagram doesn't pay you for that now.
Instagram, no, Instagram doesn't. You can't. Does pay you. If we would do an Instagram ad, mm-hmm. we would pay for that ad, and Instagram makes the money. The creator, yeah. the user self doesn't make money.
That's what I'm saying. The user doesn't make money.
Oh, no, but
yeah.
Instagram is the same.
If I'm doing mm-hmm. an Instagram live and they show an ad or in my story,
the user doesn't make
paid
money
for that. No.
As a company, for Microsoft and Twitter, it makes sense to
buy
because
that. There's two sides. There's the monetization for the individual users, yeah. and then there's the monetization for the company.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that on both angles here, I don't see TikTok at such a level of sophistication where a lot of money is.
But no, but in that sense, they're
relatively new, though.
I understand it in terms of stocks and.
In that sense,
we can easily
do the same thing as
Instagram.
No, but
they're doing the same thing as Instagram. On Instagram, people put their OnlyFans, Patreon, and other stuff in the bio. And on TikTok, the same way. You can
not at the level of the Instagram. The Instagram, especially the Instagram model industry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they are.
It's a $1 billion industry.
I can imagine they would
mean?
Be.
No, it's a billion. No, it's no joke.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's
model. What model?
Instagram model industry.
Like modeling?
The Instagram models.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
You know what we're talking about. Don't do this.
That's a $1 billion industry. There's a lot of money in there.
But those people can do the same thing on TikTok.
Regular girls.
Regular, I know.
Making.
Okay, but
making $100,000.
They can do exactly the same thing on TikTok and put something in their bio and refer to that at all times. Like
it's the video, right? The videos come one after. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not as easy.
The one thing you need to do to get to the bio is swipe, and you're there. Easier than Instagram. Even
okay,
Instagram, you need to click.
I haven't used.
I would say no, but listen, because you're talking about why don't they do it on Instagram or another platform? So I think how long has TikTok been here? Like
2017,
1 year, 2 years,
2017,
two or 3 years,
two, 3 years, right? There are people that weren't successful, for example, on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. They jumped on TikTok and they became massive, right? Yeah. Because you can get or generate a lot of followers in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Because it's relatively new.
That's why we need to link up with some of these new platforms coming up as well. But we'll get into that in our after podcast meeting.
Yes.
But so TikTok is ideal. But now you have to basically all the effort you put in for 2 years, you have to basically disregard and think of something new or jump on a new platform and do the same thing
what I'm saying is if you Instagram model, no, let me rephrase it. If you're no, but let me say no, because let me, we're talking about TikTok, obviously.
Yeah.
If you're a TikTok model that built a business and you quit your job because this shit is bringing in six figures now and you feeding kids off of it and it's a whole thing, then I understand. I'm saying how
early.
Many of those people do you have now on TikTok? It's not going to be many.
Barely. It's a handful.
It's really
not going to be many. I don't know the numbers.
Yeah, but all of,
it's not
gonna all
be
of those people
kind of the infrastructure to do that. Even
but all
make,
of those people make money
whole,
in other ways. They have sponsorship deals and they can put the post on any social media they have. They don't.
No,
it doesn't need to be TikTok.
No, but get this. Don't you
plus,
have?
Is that worth giving all your info, your location, what you like to eat for lunch? Yeah.
No, I get that. I agree. I completely agree.
Because
we
fuck your whole thing.
I completely. I agree with that guy, like the Weenie guy. I get that. But didn't you have these vines? Yes, these vines.
Yeah, Vine is
Vine used to be used to be TikTok, right?
Yeah,
that's
what TikTok
same
is,
thing,
right?
Same
okay,
idea.
So you have Vine. This Vine whole concept of Vine created so many or made it possible for so many people to become famous. You have King Bash. You have named them like they've grown from Vine to. Into movies, into music even.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're chilling with Jason Derulo now.
Yeah.
And all off of Vine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have that same idea that's happening with TikTok.
Yeah,
but I mean,
to what extent has that really been taken off to where it's such a shame I know there's some people.
It would be unfortunate for, I think, for people there, that, there you know, some, the building.
Vine was different.
Yeah, but it's not at the point yet. It's not. Vine was around for a while for that.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
It was bought up by Twitter and it lived for a while. It was a good five mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more years that Vine was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people had time to really build something. And the fact is that the Vine people were already all over Instagram anyways.
They used Vine as a way to make videos and then post it on other platforms.
You can link your TikTok to Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
So they can easily come on, they can do the transition.
I might even say that the Vine people were a little bit smarter than the TikTok people. Like,
how? Why?
The Vine people were early on YouTube. At some point when, not too long before Vine died, on Instagram, they were all over the thing. Like, if you scroll on Instagram, every person was posting or reposting or sharing something that a Vine person made. And on YouTube, suddenly, when you were using the app and the website, just Vine people popped up for no reason. It was super annoying. It was super annoying. But yeah, they were smart when making their money or switching their money out real good. They were early. So, yeah. It seems like the TikTok people didn't even think about the fact that sitting on a Chinese-owned app is going to destroy
them. No,
before you get they're 13-year-olds.
Yeah, they're kids. Vine people were actually quite very older. Cool. Yeah, so these are all kids.
Literally known as a social network for children. Yeah. Like, it's literally known to be, I think they have the youngest demographic of all the, Facebook is old now, Instagram is younger, LinkedIn is probably the oldest.
But
Facebook is old.
Yes, LinkedIn is the oldest.
Instagram is for young people, yes. Yeah. But then this one is literally for like, I'm 12.
But this is also the reason why.
Which is why that can bring me to my next hot take.
Yeah.
Because listen, I argued, see, they also have a hard time really taking off to that level of platforms like Instagram.
Thank you. I thought you were going to start talking about something different. But continue.
No, I'm probably still going to talk about a thing.
Not necessary.
With such a young demographic,
he's there.
Hey, the models can't really do what they need to do on. The models can't really do what they need to do in this.
This is even worse than what I thought.
Another appeal of the platform.
He's not right. He's not wrong though.
Instagram models elevated Instagram to another level.
That is true.
Don't at me.
I'm not going to disagree.
Don't at me.
I'm really
not
going
to. If all Instagram models tomorrow all together said, we stop, them stocks is going now real fast.
The app is,
it won't open. It won't do shit. Come on.
No, he's right. Acknowledge it. I need you to acknowledge it.
Shit, my explore page is nuts. I'm telling you. That's true.
What I just said. I said that like a few hours ago.
I agreed with you.
No, you were like, you don't know my Explorer page.
Oh, no, I lied about that.
You see, that's what I'm talking
about.
Explorer page is nuts.
Oh, the Explorer page is nasty.
It's nuts.
I don't even try to open it.
You can't
it
have that kind of Explorer page on TikTok.
No. I think
the models can't really get this shit off.
I honestly think.
What are the community guidelines on TikTok? Well, how strict are they with taking shit down? Because that's a whole.
They're very strict. Like,
because it's children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
they know that
they got into trouble with that before. They were shown they had too much information about underage people. They had too much
stuff like that.
Data about them.
Mm.
No, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was a big part of this ban also.
Yeah.
Oh. Because there's special laws for gathering data for younger people. That's another challenge they're facing. And that's why this their competitor, can you look up what they actually calls? I think we're saying it wrong every time. Triller. Their competitors, they said they want to be TikTok, but then for older people because they don't want to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because then the models can come.
You go to the models.
Listen. Models, the only reason why Instagram is a thing.
Listen.
The Explore page on everybody's phone is nasty.
The only thing.
People can see what you like because of that shit.
Fam, let's move it a step further. The whole reason the internet is even a thing. Let's keep it a beam.
Yeah, that's right. The reason why DVDs are a thing. The reason why VHS are a thing.
Come on. Look, I've already put my money. Virtual reality. It's going to be them.
Oh, fuck.
They're the ones who are going to make that happen. But they ain't figured it out yet how exactly. They're still working on how exactly they're going to do it.
That's too much.
But when that virtual reality shit really take off,
That's too much.
Oh, it's gonna be them.
It's not nasty. It's not nasty. But I mean, I get it.
It's too much.
Virtual reality.
No. I was just checking mine. I was like,
you'll explore page.
Mine side.
But you see, you
for you side. No, but you when see, somebody else checks your phone, they will say, oh, it's fuck.
You see, okay, you see, no, I see how you do. You see, you on that. You trying to show us your regular account. Trying to show us the regular account. Show me the explore page. Show me the explore. Hold on. You're trying to finesse me. Get out of here.
There you go. Go ahead.
I can play this game too. Hold on. regular.
We're sharing this. My phone is recording right now. You cannot see it. I can show you later.
But it's bad, huh?
It's terrible.
Oh,
it's,
for who?
It's egregious.
it's beautiful for me, but it's terrible. It should not be a thing.
What did I do?
Is this a clean one?
What do you mean the clean one?
I'm talking about your Explorer page. I'm trying. Is this a clean one?
See, I didn't use it for a while. How do you do this again? I always mix it up.
Just press the heart.
It's not that.
No, it's this one. This is your Explorer page. This one.
Yeah, that's where it was. You see,
but this ain't. You know, this clean one.
No, but listen. Look, that's what I was gonna say. Hold on.
Let me see.
That's what I was gonna say. Look. Oh, but it's the reels also. Oh, they got the reels on there.
We need to talk about the reels.
What I was saying is, you see, so this is the regular one.
So we're looking at Oliver's Explorer page. And
this is the regular
one. We're talking through it. What? This is the regular one.
This is the regular one. You have all sorts of regular, this is regular shit.
Yeah, this is super normal. This is super normal.
What I mean, even the regular one will look a little lighter because they are the fucking platform.
They are everywhere. It doesn't matter how much real picture, real photography, real.
Wait, so you've seen it now, though, right? Let's see. No, let's see. I don't even know how bad would the difference really be. Let me see. All right, so this is the other one.
So this is the other one. No. I know the other one is very like that one's bad. That was very bad
right now. Ah, you see, that's what the mix-up was.
Yeah.
So this
the other one is...
This is the situation.
Oh, dude. This is a...
My guy.
Okay.
My guy.
Okay.
They my guy.
Okay. I'm about to follow this.
Yeah, no. The reels thing, like, have you guys tried
it? I'm finna follow all of this.
Have you guys tried the reels? Have you looked at it? They put
like,
it in,
basically the same as TikTok without the TikTok logo.
But they put it in a weird spot, if you ask me.
Like, where is it?
It's in your Explore page on the first first picture.
I just showed you.
It's a little bit hidden. Yeah. Like,
No, it's not hidden. If you go to Explore page, right there.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. It depends on how often people look at their Explore page. I don't look at it that often.
So you ain't exploring.
I'm not exploring.
Dora the Explorer.
I'm not exploring, like, not too much. Like, it's enough. that page, that whole, when you start scrolling, you're stuck.
Oliver, I think it's enough, man.
I'm trying to figure out the reels. It's the reels that I'm looking at.
You were deep diving into
the reels. Because what you do, reels, okay, so when you click, this is like you click on this.
You click on it. And then
does it work like
you
TikTok?
You swipe up, yeah.
So that's how TikTok
does work. It looks exactly the same.
That's true.
It looks exactly the same as TikTok.
But you see, now the models have to do skits. They have to be funny now.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to put some work in.
They have to do stuff now.
So we'll see how long this arrives.
On the video platforms, you can't, just pose and move. Well,
they can do both.
Just put some music behind it and they're good. Yeah, no, the Reels thing is interesting. I wonder, like right now I've only seen brands try some Reels. Like I follow a few sport NBA teams and that kind of stuff, and they're trying to do some
check.
So a lot of checked accounts are putting reels, but it's not the same as this what I saw on TikTok.
But you can just do memes and shit. Is that possible? Was that possible with TikTok too?
Yeah, yeah. On TikTok, people also put memes and stuff. Yeah, so you'll see that stuff happening.
This guy is
hilarious.
This man is deep. No, but yeah, I can imagine that happening here as well. I wonder how good it will be, because the whole thing about TikTok.
Look at this. Look at how much effort people put in. Yeah. Look at how this is a whole afternoon of work to get this
whole day sometimes.
Mad shit.
Yeah.
One boy, though, got a whole, he got a look from Disney for his, you know that kid who does that?
No.
There was a kid who got a look for, you don't know the one? The famous one with the kid who does all the animations. He turns into Spider-Man and to someone from Ben 10.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah.
He got that one,
He got a whole look from Disney off of that.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, people call him now. They want to work with him.
The black guy.
Yeah.
That's some cool shit.
I like that.
That's what we need to see. That's what we want.
I like that. I like that.
And see, this is how you can use it for, you know, to for positive things.
We're not going to further jump. Yeah. Continue. You were saying something, Jeff? Yeah.
No, I just wonder if Reels is really that interesting. The whole thing about TikTok, for the short time that I used it, the interesting thing about it was the explore page, and you find some wild and random new stuff. And it's fun because you find some new stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But with Instagram Reels, it's mostly secondhand content from TikTok, and it's not that good of a selection.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Because it's not just solely focused on that. You know?
Exactly.
It's focused on...
It already looks at what you had before. And I already... If I want to see what I had before, I just go to the Instagram feed and I can see what I want. If I want some new stuff...
But they should stop popping the reels in the Instagram feeds. But they're working on it. Cookie said, hey, you said...
It's the first version.
The thing with Mark, you know, Zuckerberg, he really just...
I really don't think it's a good idea for... Instagram Facebook in general to have all these apps. Like, they have too much. They have WhatsApp, they have Instagram, they have Facebook Messenger, they have Facebook.
It's a whole ecosystem.
It's too much.
It's genius.
They're slowly becoming WeChat. And that is not a good thing.
No.
That's far from WeChat. What are you talking about?
Exaggerating. I ain't banking.
They have banking in the works. They have payment stuff in the works. They are getting too close.
They're still separated.
These apps are still
very, very separated.
What he means, but then one company has power over it. You watch Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good ecosystem.
Because they're already trying to merge Instagram DMs, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp as one thing.
Oh, yeah. They were going
to
do that, right?
So that when you chat with somebody, when you talk to a relative... You talk on Instagram, you're talking to them, you talk on Facebook Messenger, you're talking to them.
So like I could send a message from Facebook Messenger to you on Instagram.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. It would be one thing.
Okay. That's just an unnecessary. I think.
I think that's a genius idea.
Yeah, right? It would be great.
It's too, the whole reason.
Do you know how many apps I have?
I mean, it's too what? They already own all three.
Yeah.
Just combine the thing and fucking put it together.
I think the European Union is trying to, with Google and Apple as well, they're trying to slowly cut these companies up.
But isn't it with Facebook Messenger as well? Like, they separated Facebook from Facebook Messenger.
App-wise.
App-wise.
Everything, the back end is the same.
App-wise. Do you know how many apps I use? Like, really? Like, Instagram?
You use a lot of Facebook apps. Use a lot of Google apps.
And WhatsApp.
Everybody does.
This would be great. I mean, this would be an alternative to WeChat.
WeChat is scary. Have y'all have never seen or used it?
I've seen it.
I'm not doing nothing.
It's scary. I used it in Japan on secondary phone, Android phone that I threw away.
Remember? He went to Japan. Remember?
What that got to do with Wii?
Yeah, they use it there.
No, they use Line.
Some people use it there.
What?
They use Line.
They use Line, but also some people.
Fuck you doing with WeChat? Why didn't you use Line?
Because Faisal was in China, so I had to communicate with him.
See, that's how you slipping.
So, I used the secondary phone I threw away, but that app can do scary much.
That was smart. Yeah, okay.
That app can do a lot. It's scary how much that app can do. I don't think that we here...
It has Uber also in it, right?
It has Uber. Every app you can imagine has a version.
Yeah. I just find that very flawed. It's like, if that shit crashed, your society doesn't work anymore.
Yes.
And y'all ain't invincible.
The last thing before we get out here, like Facebook and Microsoft and Twitter are trying to buy TikTok. You think it's a good idea or not? Should they just let TikTok get banned?
Good idea or not?
Or should...
I mean, Microsoft, let's just keep it a bean, Bill. I mean, you the GOAT and all, but like that whole game, you just don't know how to do it.
Twitter?
You just don't know how to do it. Let them fix their own shit first. You already have an app that's not a platform. You don't know what you need to do with... Now you want to go get someone else. You want to add another thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Come you have on, to start man. Somewhere, man.
You know, they were talking about monetizing, making TikTok, Twitter paid.
Yeah.
The whole thing about making it the subscription based.
You need to pay like a set fee.
Yeah. It's like, come on, bro.
They
don't know what to do with it.
They only want the data. They love, because TikTok has an insane amount of data about young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have as a company because you get
data. You know, data has a higher valuation than, I think, oil.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
We're not getting into oil,
but I mean, oil has.
Yeah,
but no data is more worth.
Data. There was a year. There was a specific. I think it was 2017. There was a year where the value of data surpassed.
Yeah.
Either oil or gold. One of those two.
I'm not surprised. It's we'll see what actually happens with TikTok. They're gonna ban it somewhere end of August if nobody buys it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Maybe we will have a follow up.
What's the first reel you making?
I'm not making a reel. I'm not making a reel.
You don't want a reel?
No, I don't want a reel.
Why you don't want a reel?
It's not my thing. You're
not reeling?
No, I'm not reeling.
You're not a reeler?
No, I'm not a reeler.
Okay. You look like I thought Jeff would be the one to reel.
Are you a reeler?
If one of the three of us,
one of the three of us, it would be you, 100%.
It would not be me.
Most definitely, it would be you.
It will not be me.
You don't want to reel. You don't want to try reeling the pod.
Reeling the pod.
Put the pod on a reel.
It's too short.
How long is it? 30 seconds.
Yeah, 10.
We got a good 10 seconds in there somewhere.
Nah, it's not worth it. Y'all want to try it?
I know. I'm not.
Hey. See, whatever. Do your thing, man. If you think that's added value, go ahead.
If
man.
We see people like to have a reel from us, we might try it, but I don't think we'll do that. I don't think we'll do
that. Hey.
Okay. Thank you for listening. We were the Three Angry Men.
My name is Donka.
Jeff.
Oliver.
So now you're Jeff. Just this guy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I need
inconsistent
to switch it up.
Pieces.
You reminded me.
Confusing.
You can find us on Instagram. Facebook.
On the reels.
Twitter. We will not be on the reels. Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Slot.